Man, folks, this is your favorite MMA fanatic, and I gotta say, I'm feeling my age. Thanks to my man Puncher on YouTube, I've gotten to watch almost every early UFC event overview I can think of, and I remember when I was this young kid watching Scott Ferozzo try to kill Jerry Bolander, and Jerry Bolander choking the hell out of him. I remember the Lion's Den. I remember Mikey Burnett. I remember Jerry Bolander, Trey Tellingman, Guy Mesger, Vernon Tiger White. I remember Ken Shamrock when he lost to Hoist Gracie. Ken Shamrock when he thought staying in Hoist Gracie's guard for half an hour and not getting armbarred was a huge victory. I guess it was a victory, but I remember thinking, yo, why doesn't this guy being so big do anything else? And I remember Tank Abbott causing John Matua to go into seizure and then Tank making fun of the seizure. And you're like, oh, this guy is a savage. I remember being a kid watching all of this. This was the same time I discovered ECW. So I was just exposed to all types of new levels of violence and like, oh, people do this? And while I remember watching ECW and feeling like this was over the top, I remember watching UFC and being like, this is the new sport. This is real. This is not wrestling and it's not boxing. It's like natural ore in its raw form. This was fighting. You know, this was what it was. How do you know you're an MMA fanatic? I remember Tom Erickson, the big cat, Tom Erickson. I remember the head of Raw, Real American Wrestling, Rico Ciparelli. All right, like I go back. I remember King of the Cage, Kawhi Kalifia, the Hawaiian guy that was in the King of the Cage heavyweight division. As he got beat up by Bobby Hoffman. I remember who Bobby Hoffman is. I remember when he elbowed Mark the White Rhino Robinson, the sumo wrestler from South America, one time, and my man dropped like he just got told Christmas is not coming. I remember that. Sometimes I had to take ass whippings from my Puerto Rican parents because I would order the UFC pay-per-views and not tell them, and their bill would be sky high. And I knew I was going to get an ass whipping, but those pay-per-views were so worth it. I didn't give a damn. I didn't care. I remember Don Fry knocking out the only Hispanic representation up to that point in Thomas Ramirez. My man looking like he ate too many rice and beans before he came into the cage with one baby jab. I'll never forget that. I remember these moments. I was there live. I remember having to go to West Coast Videos after it changed from Palmer Videos and ordering the UFC and begging my father to let me rent the UFC tapes, even though they were like next to the porn tapes. That's how lowball the UFC was seen back then. It was like in the back of the video store where they kept the pornos. That's how far back I go. I'm only 35, but I feel like I'm talking about back in my day. It wasn't called MMA. It was called NHB, No Hold Bars. That's the mixed martial arts I remember, son. They didn't have these fancy weight classes. They just had cups and no eye gouging. Boy, that was fighting.
I can't believe, man. I've been sitting here going and it's... I remember when Mark Coleman was the monster of everything. Big Mark Coleman that had no strikes, but his wrestling was just running over everybody. It was the craziest thing I ever saw. I remember him trying to kill Don Fry. And even though at the time, we didn't know why he tried to kill Don Fry, which is because his manager hyped up that what he told him some things about Don Fry or Don Fry felt. But I remember Coleman beating the piss out of him. I remember when Maurice Smith came and showed everyone how striking was back in the scene. I'll never forget that. Scott Ferozzo and Tank Abbott having that fight, two fat men swinging, and no one having. And it's a shame. Scott Ferozzo versus Tank Abbott was still a better fight than Dada 5000 versus Kimbo. Rest in peace, Kimbo Slice, but it's the truth. I remember these things firsthand. I remember when Vitor Belfort blasted Wanderlei Silva in 2.5 milliseconds, 35 times. He hit him with the One Punch Man combination, okay? He hit him like the Sea King hit Angel Man in One Punch 50 times. Bop, 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 bop. He hit him with the fist of the North Star. He caught him. And then you find how Pat Miletich on the Joe Rogan show told the story how Vitor was deathly afraid of Wanderlei, and he was mentally in the, you know, doubting himself. I remember that fight. Wanderlei Silva with his shoulders shrugged, looking like a freaking caveman with an axe in his, and Vitor Belfort gave him the UOP sequence. The do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh man, throwback. Throwback. I remember Pancrase. I remember Shuto. I remember Hook and Shoot. I remember Aaron Riley versus Steve Berger, and one of them getting beat the fuck up. I remember when Eve Edwards broke the top of Aaron Riley's mouth palate with a vicious knee. Reading about that on ShareDog.com in the forums. I am steeped in MMA lore, and I just had a time loop. Man, what else can we remember? What else? You know you're an MMA fanatic when you remember Joe Rogan on news radio when I had to wait up at 12 o'clock midnight to watch the show and then be like, oh crap, that's my man. Look, that's my man from talk radio or news radio on the UFC. I remember putting those two connections. Like, oh, yeah, that's Joe Rogan. I remember Joe Rogan before he was Joe Rogan, MMA Joe Rogan. That's when you know you an MMA fanatic. I remember when Frank Shamrock decimated Igor Zinoviev with that slam. Oh my God. Oh, you thought he killed him. When Frank beat up John Loberman, who was the only at the time loss on his record in America, because I think he had lost to Bass in Pancrase. But I remember him taking apart Loberman in a vicious revenge beating. I remember him conquering Tito Ortiz when you saw the evolution of weight classes, because Tito looked all of a light heavyweight and Frank looked all of a middleweight. And it took all of Frank's poise and intelligence to calculate when to strike and when Tito's gas was running out. And then he delivered the Zeus lightning bolts hammer fist to the back of Tito's dome piece. He wrecked Ortiz. I remember when Ortiz almost killed Evan Tanner with that slam. We were there, folks. Shout out to all my 30-something crew that grew up in MMA, okay? When Little Royce Gracie choked out Gerard Gordeaux, piece of shit he is, blinded my man Yuki Nakao. Man, don't even get me started. Yuki Nakao. Shout out to Yuki Nakao. Beating three giants in a row that night. Oh, I remember when Brad Kohler got punted by Renato Babalu in IBC in Brazil. Okay, that's how deep it is with me. I remember when Chuck Liddell had that barehanded fight with Pele. I was that sick with MMA. I would watch the Brazilian. I would order them from the Panther video collection where you had, you know, you could order martial arts, order Kimo secret grappling, Joe Moraya's jiu-jitsu videos. You could order the old IVC fights, and I ordered those when Nick Nutter got beat up. No, I'm sorry, not Nick Nutter. When Paul Varlins got decimated by Mark Kerr. Oh, before he even came to the UFC. That's how deep it was. You know you're an MMA fanatic when you know these names. I've come up with MMA. When you saw Andy Anderson get his eye blinded by Big John Hess with them schoolyard, I'm wearing a skirt when pigtails punches, and then he dropped the double knee on his stomach. Oh, man, I remember watching all that and be like, what the hell is this? That's when you know you're an MMA fanatic, when you got these memories. I remember Art Jemison and his one glove, and you're thinking this guy's not, he's not going to make it out this fight. He got one glove. It's game over. You know you're an MMA fanatic. I remember when Fedor was killing people in rings. I remember when Fedor was killing people in rings. When he almost lost to Ricardo Arona. I remember when Ricardo Arona was a grappling god. You could not touch him in Abu Dhabi. I remember Abu Dhabi when Mario Spiri almost took Mark Kerr's knee home with him. And Kerr showed me how you power out of a knee bar. You put your foot on my man's butthole and you push like if you're delivering a baby. I'll never forget these moments. You know you're an MMA fanatic. You know you're MMA all day certified when you got these memories in your dome, okay? You know it. You feel it. MMA all day, all year, all life. That's the only way. And not that it is my whole life, but it is a sentimental piece of it. I've trained and I've trained in boxing, jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, wrestling, and maybe I'll never be a fighter, but I know I feel that. I feel the excitement of when you have somebody in a guillotine, when you had a tough sparring and you know you're beat up, but you know you're not giving in. And you put that with those memories, man. It's like, this is why I do what I do, because I remember these moments. I remember watching all this and thinking this has to be the greatest feeling ever. Not getting beat up per se, but the self-discovery, the self-growth. It's a beautiful thing, it really is. MMA all day. How much of an MMA fanatic are you? You know you're an MMA fan when you finish my sentence, get back to me. Everyone out there, remember, it's better to be the predator than it is to be the prey. So giddy up. Take care.